Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn, and I'm praying for the black man today. Thank you so much for joining us. Won't be with you long. We're going to have 15 minutes of prayer for the black man. I am a black man. I'm excited about that because God has created me as an awesome and wonderfully and fearfully known black man. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So we got to give God praise and glory for that, for the first thing. So thank you so much for joining us on the network. We hope that you're praying for black men. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we don't leave the family out, but we're specifically praying for the black man today. Thank you so much for that time as well. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to, first of all, start off with thanking God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the opportunity to even be here today. As you know, nothing happens without God. Whether you believe that or not, doesn't really matter. So it is what it is. We just pray for the unbeliever, and we pray for the believers as well. If you don't believe in God, that's something you're going to have to work it out. I'm praying for you on that one for sure. But we must continue to pray for each other and pray for others today. My name is Elder Kevin Vaughn, praying for the black man. But we're going to go to prayer to God first. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for your awesomeness, Father God. We thank you for you are the great I am. We thank you that you have created everything. You said in your word, and I believe it, Father God, that everything comes from you. You know everything. One thing I love about you, Father God, that you're everywhere at the same time, yet also in yourself as one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, Father God, that means you can simultaneously help everyone that we pray for through prayer today. So every black man can be simultaneously helped by you if we pray, Father God. So I pray that our prayers be heard today through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, through every black man on the planet, Father God, because of who you are and because you can do it. As you know, Father God, we can believe a computer can do a million computations in a second or a minute or whatever, we'll say within a second. I think they can do within a second, but yet we don't believe the God who made all things can do everything even faster and better than that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So, Father God, we just glorify your name. We thank you for who you are. I know that you are God, Father God, all by yourself. And most of all, we thank you for creating the black man today. We thank you for creating the black man, Father God. We are ordained to be bold and exciting and part of this planet to rule and reign and protect and to harvest and to plant and to do all the things, Father God, that we're supposed to do in you. So, Father God, we first thank you for this time. We thank you for the black man. We thank you for the manhood of the black man. We thank you for the black man that's even being born right now, Father God. We talk about the babies right now, and we'll clarify that again as well. But Father God, we thank you for the black man right now. Most of all, we thank you for who you are. And we'll give you all the praise and glory and honor in your son's precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, this is Kevin Vaughn, Elder Kevin Vaughn. I am a black man praying for the black man today. Amen. Amen. So Father God, I pray for the black man today that he continue to be bold, and those that are not, give them that courage, Father God, that they need today. According to Acts, and you all can read these later, according to Acts 4 and 29, we pray that the black man be bold today, Father God. We pray that the black man be bold in his ideas, be bold in his mind, be bold with his family, with his wife, with his fiance, with his girlfriend, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the black man be bold today, that he come up with ideas that will change the world, come up with ideas that will change his family, that will leave legacies in his family, Father God, because of his boldness today. So, Father God, I pray for the black man today, for boldness, that he continue to do what he does from his heart and from his soul and from his mind, Father God. And most of all, he'll be bold enough to come to you, O Lord, as the ultimate father, the ultimate person, Father God, that we need to go to each and every day as a black man. So we pray that the black man understand there is a God in heaven. There is a son in heaven. there's a Holy Spirit in heaven, but also with us today, that we be bold in those areas in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for the black man for humility. Even though he's one of the most powerful people on the planet, we pray for humility, Father God. We pray the black man, according to James 4 and 2, the Bible, that black man be humble. He be excited about himself, be bold in himself, but also be humble. And I will not put on the spirit of pride in any way, for God hates the spirit of pride. So, Father God, we pray for humility today in the black man, that he knows who he is. Yeah, he's also compassionate and loving and kind, and he exudes the boldness through humility in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the black man today, according to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 7, gentleness. We pray that the black man continue to be gentle. And those that may not be gentle right now, for whatever reason, Father God, doesn't matter. We're not here to judge, but we pray that the gentleness of the Holy Spirit move across the black man right now. It will calm him down, settle him down, that he may take his rightful place, Father God, by being a gentle man in his family, a gentle man with his son, gentle man with his daughter, gentle man with his wife, gentle man with his the mother of his children, a gentle man with everybody that he comes in contact with, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for the black man today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn. I'm a black man praying for the black man today. Amen. Father God, we pray that the black man be strong. Yeah, be strong. According to Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong. We pray that the black man be strong in what he does today. That means that not only strong in stature, but strong in strength, physical strength, but also strong in his mind, Father God. That he'll know who he is, and he'll be strong to help his family, help his community, do the will of God, and do the will of what he has in his heart by ideas and creativity and any type of talents that he may have, no matter what it is, from A to Z, Father God, that he'll be strong in those areas according to your word, O Lord. Father God, I pray for the black man to be generous. Yeah, for a second. Corinthians 9 and 6, 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 says that the black man will be generous as well. That means he'll give out of his heart. He'll be a philanthropist. He'll be a giver. He'll be an innovator. He'll be a compassionate for the old, for the poor, for the widows, for the old elderly, Father God. He'll be generous in all his ways, according to 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, black man is generous. Father God, the black man is also, I pray, that the black man be dependable. Oh, yeah, that's a good one right there. Be dependable today. The black man be dependable. I pray for the black man that he's dependable in himself, right? Whether it's a job, business, be on time, be things that he has to do properly, but he'd be dependable in that area. Be dependable in his family. Dependable to his son, to his daughter, to his nieces and nephews, and mom and dad, and grandpa, aunties, uncles, all the above. Cousins, people that he knows, associates, friends, whatever, Father God. I pray that the black man be dependable every day, according to Psalms 15 and 1. Psalms 15 and 4, where the black man is dependable. Father God, I pray for the black man, as a black man, that he be truthful. Oh, yeah, we need some help with that one, probably on that one. But we pray that the black man be truthful, according to Ephesians 4 and 5, that he be truthful in all his ways, that he comes forth as a man, comes forth not as a child, putting away childish things, but having the godliness to be truthful in all areas, Father God. That means the black man will not lie. That means the black man can't lie, right? It's not in him to lie. So, Father God, help us today to be truthful according to your will. Father God, I pray for the black man that he be truthful. Father God, I pray for the black man that he be attentive. Yeah. I love it. Don't you love it when a black man prays for another black man? I pray that he be attentive according to Hebrews 2 and 1. Attentive means he's sharp. Oh, I love it. Sharp, can anticipate danger for against his family. Anticipate issues that come up. He's a strategist. He knows what to do, what he got to do. He learns fast. He learns boldly. He understands that he has to lead the family, lead himself, lead others, according to Hebrews 2 and 1. So I pray that the black man stay attentive, be attentive at all levels of life, no matter what he does, from A to Z. I don't care if he's a judge, lawyer, doctor, engineer, diver, spaceman, or you call it aerospaceman. You see the pilot in the Navy, pilot in the Air Force. If he's in any type of armed forces, helping us around the globe to stay at peace, Father God. So we pray for the black man to be attentive today in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray that the black man be faithful. Oh, yeah. First of all, be faithful to God. Aha, that's the first thing. I pray that the black man be faithful to God first, everybody second. So if we do, if the black man is faithful to God, everybody else will be taken care of as well. Faithful to his wife, faithful to his family, Father God, faithful to his children, faithful to his extended family, Father God. And also we pray that the black man continue to be faithful mainly to himself, oh Lord, once he understands and knows who he is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the black man today, Father God. We pray for the black man. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn praying for the black man today. Amen. I am a black man. I'm excited about praying for other black men around the globe and those are hearing this voice today. And we thank you for that too. Thank you for your time to listen in for these few minutes. Also too, ladies and gentlemen, I pray for the black man that he has and will exude discretion. Love it. Not falling into traps, according to Proverbs 22 and 3. So I pray that the black man have discretion, Father God, where he knows right from wrong. He knows something that will violate his own beliefs in Jesus' mighty name. This is discretion. That means that he will think before he leaps. He will think before he leaps. He thinks before he does things. He thinks before he's influenced by others. It could be the enemy. It could be a friend. It could be a best friend. It could be mommy, daddy. It could be your own wife. It could be children. I want you to think, have discretion, black man, today, according to Proverbs 22 and 3. That means that goes along with wisdom, right? So we pray that the black man have boldness in the discretionary area, that he'll know what to do, when to do, and we're just excited about that. So, Father God, as I recap on this area, we pray that the black man be bold, be humble, be gentle, be strong. Yeah, I like that one right there. Be generous, right? Giver. Be dependable. Yeah. Be truthful. Be attentive. Be faithful. And have discretion. So, Father God, we thank you in advance for what the black man is doing today. Father God, I lift up my young men. And when I pray for the black man, I pray for the unborn black man right now. Father God, the male child that's not even born yet. There may be some male childs that are being conceived right now across this land. Some are in the womb right now, in the woman's womb being created right now by you, O Lord. So we pray for them right now, even in the womb. Those who just being birthed, I pray for them, all the black males right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray for those who are born. Course, those who are babies and adolescents and young teenagers and young teenagers and young men. We pray for those who maybe even getting married, men are getting married, that they understand that marriage vow, that marriage commitment to their wife, Father God, to their fiance. So, Father God, we thank you in advance for the black man because we want him to be in his rightful position. So, Father God, we pray against the enemy who tries to take the black man out of position. And we ask you to put them back in position in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, thank you for the opportunity to pray for the black man today. You said that men ought to pray and not faint. You also said prayer, we should always pray and never stop praying in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I also believe that where two or three are gathered in your name, according to your will, anything we ask, it shall be done. So we pray for every area we pray today, Father God. We give it and leave it at the throne room of grace, and knowing that their lives will be changed. People will come to you. People, black men, will cry out to you, and knowing that they need you more than anything, Father God. That's what we need, Father God. We need Jesus more than anything else. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you to arrest every black man on the planet. Arrest every one of them, Father God, to your glory. And that that man will not get any glory at anything said today, but it's all about you, Father God. So I ask that the Holy Spirit arrest every black man on the planet, no matter where he's at. I pray for all the black men behind bars, any type of confinement, Father God, in the system around the country, whether it's in detention, jail, prison, solitary confinement, or whatever situation, Father God, it puts a black man in hold, Father God. So I pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you so much for this time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this time. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. I'm a black man praying for the black man today in Jesus' mighty name. We just didn't want to stay with you long, about 15 minutes. So we want to make sure you have your time for yourself and for others as well. But if you would share this out, if you feel led to do that, and knowing that we're praying for the black man today. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn. I just want to leave you with this. Always, always, always black man. Always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And we'll see you next time. Praying for the black man. The goal is to be here every day, 5 p.m., for about 15 minutes till the end of the month. That's June 2020. And I'll be looking out for some other programming, too, as we move forward in Men of Mighty Valor and the Men Let's Talk Network. We've got men, black men build. We got so many areas that we're going to be pulling together. We got Good Fathers Only up in the Michigan area. We've got Good Fathers Only. We've got Star Dads. We've got so many other brothers, black brothers, that are doing some great things for men and for their needs as part of the family and leader of the family. So thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. See you later. Take care of yourself now. God bless you. Tell somebody you love them today. Bye.